It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday blocked the president from enforcing an executive order seeking to temporarily ban U.S. travel for people from six Muslim-majority countries, dealing another legal blow to the White House. The court included Trump's June 5th tweet that said, "We need a travel ban for certain dangerous countries," to show that he believed it was the countries, not their 180 million citizens, that were inherently dangerous. The judges also cited White House spokesman Sean Spicer's recent confirmation about Trump's tweets to back up their ruling.
Are President Trump's tweets considered official White House statements?
Well, the president is the president of the United States, so they're considered official statements by the president of the United States.
In its 78-page opinion, the court said Trump exceeded the scope of his broad powers to police U.S. borders. The case is already headed to the Supreme Court. The attorneys general of Maryland and D.C. filed a lawsuit on Monday against the president, alleging that he violated the Constitution by retaining ties to his global business empire and by accepting foreign payments while in office. Washington, D.C., Attorney General Carl Racineau.
Attorney General Brian Frost and I are here today to announce that earlier this morning, the state of Maryland and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit in federal court against the President of the United States. The suit alleges that President Trump is flagrantly violating the Constitution, which explicitly bars presidents from receiving gifts or inducements from foreign or domestic government entities. Never in the history of this country have we had a president with these kinds of extensive business entanglements, or a president who refused to adequately distance themselves from their holdings. President Trump's businesses and his dealings violate the Constitution's anti-corruption provisions, known as the emoluments clauses.
The president held his first full cabinet meeting on Monday. After falsely claiming he'd pass more legislation than any past president other than FDR, Trump invited his cabinet secretaries to praise his and the administration's work.
I'm going to start with our vice president.
Thank you, Mr. President. And greatest privilege of my life is to serve as vice president to a president who's keeping his word to the American people.
Mr. President, privilege to be here. Deeply honored, and I want to thank you for keeping your commitment to the American workers.
Mr. President, what an incredible honor it is to lead the Department of Health and Human Services at this pivotal time under your leadership. I can't thank you enough for the privilege that you've given me and the leadership that you've shown.
I want to thank you for getting this country moving again and also working again.
On behalf of the entire senior staff around you, Mr. President, we thank you for the opportunity and the blessing that you've given us to serve your agenda and the American people, and we're continuing to work very hard every day to accomplish those goals.
Although it was more frightening than funny, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and his staff responded by poking fun with a parody video.
I want to thank everybody for coming. I just thought we'd go around the room. Lucy, how'd we do on the Sunday show yesterday?
Your tone was perfect. You were right on message.
Michelle, how'd my hair look coming out of the gym this morning?
You have great hair. Nobody has better hair than you.
Before we go any further, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity and blessing to serve your agenda.
That's great.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions testifying in an open hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday about his role in the Russia investigation. This, as a Trump confidant, Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy tells the PBS NewsHour.
I think he's considering perhaps terminating the special counsel. I think he's weighing that option. I think it's pretty clear by what one of his lawyers said on television recently.
As the nation is preoccupied by these questions and more, Senate Republicans are working behind closed doors, crafting a new bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. In the Senate Finance Committee, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill railed against the secretive process.
Will we have a hearing on the health care proposal?
I think we've already had one, but...
No, I mean on the proposal that you're planning to bring to the floor of the Senate for a vote. Will there be a hearing?
Well, I don't know that there's going to be another hearing, but we've invited you to participate and give your ideas.
No, that's not true, Mr. Chairman. Let me just say, I watched carefully all of the hearings that went on the Affordable Health Care Act. Dozens of Republican amendments were offered and accepted. And when you say that you're inviting us, and I heard you, Mr. Secretary, just say we'd love your support, for what? We have no idea what's being proposed. There's a group of guys in a back room somewhere. that are making these decisions. There were no hearings in the House. I mean, listen, this is hard to take because I know we made mistakes on the Affordable Health Care Act, Mr. Secretary. And one of the criticisms we got over and over again that the vote was partisan. Well, you couldn't have a more partisan exercise than what you're engaged in right now. We're not even going to have a hearing on a bill that impacts 1/6 of our economy. We're not going to have an opportunity to offer a single amendment. It is all being done with an eye to try to get it by with 50 votes and the vice president.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hoping to have a vote before the July 4th recess. I got good news. And that's some of what's news for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.